a word for you from Romans chapter 8, verses 13 and 14. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So starting at the end here, the sons of God prove that they are genuine, prove that they are truly His children, if they are led by the Spirit. And if they are led by the Spirit, according to verse 13, they therefore put to death the deeds of the body. Now when it says the deeds of the body, it means the sinful body, the flesh. It doesn't just mean sexual lust only, but every craving, every desire that is not of God, because our flesh is condemned. It doesn't mean that the body, the human flesh is really the problem, but the fact that the you, the ego, the sinful part of you that rules supreme until the sins are brought to the cross and Jesus forgives and the Holy Spirit comes in. And this is the part that we need to take note of today. Because in the previous verse it says, we are no longer debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. But now, look at the victory that God wants you to live. You no longer have to obey the sinful desires of the flesh because, according to this verse 13, we can by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the flesh. Are you bound by things that you know are wrong? You're a believer and you think, how will I get rid of this? Well, here is the secret. God shows us how He sees us. If you've brought your sins to the cross, He says He has done that miraculous work on the cross. And you need to read verse chapters 6 and 7 as well to understand this. He has declared us no longer obliged to the flesh. Now it says we ought to, in verse 14, be led by the Spirit of God. Do you want to be led by yourself, by the whims of your flesh, or do you want to be led by the Spirit? For in the Spirit we receive life. Of course, if you obey the flesh, then of course you experience the death that is the natural consequence of obeying the flesh. But God doesn't want us to live like that. He has given you this gift, that by His Spirit, not by your own self and your own strong will, but by His Spirit, we are able to put to death the deeds of the flesh.